The Speaker of Florida's House of Representatives, Coral Gables Republican Marco Rubio, spoke today at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg. With early voting underway and the presidential primary election less than 2 weeks away, WMNF asked Speaker Rubio for his position on Amendment 1, the property tax reduction measure on the ballot.
Well, I'm going to vote for it, but I don't think it's going to stimulate our economy, and I don't think it's going to make Florida a more affordable place to live. And I understand why some people are against it because of those reasons. No matter what happens with Amendment 1 on the 29th, the issue of property tax reform in Florida remains unresolved. I've never opposed it. I don't recommend anyone vote against it. It's not going to accomplish anything to vote against it. I just think there's a lot more to do. To me, taxes are about stimulating the economy by putting more money in people's hands. And this amendment just doesn't do enough of that.
St. Petersburg City Council member Herb Polson said he would vote against Amendment 1.
It's a Band-Aid fix for a hemorrhaging wound. It doesn't really achieve what I believe is the goal that needs to be done for parity for homestead property and non-homesteaded property. It continues to enable the spread between people that have been there a long time and people that just moved in to have a discrepancy in their, even if they're neighbors, in their property tax.
And how do you think it would affect local government?
It would, obviously, since it's a larger exemption, it would adversely affect our revenues, our revenue stream.
Kim Black is the president of the Pinellas County Classroom Teachers Association, which is affiliated with the Florida Education Association, or FEA.
The FEA has a strong opposition to Amendment 1. The reason is that while we hear over and over we're going to be held harmless in public education, we don't see that. We don't see the plan of how the money will not be cut from public education. And as a matter of fact, we know that over the next 5 years it would take $1.7 billion away from public education. And so that's why we've taken a stand against Amendment 1. We're hoping the voters will vote it down. Today the governor came out with his plan to say that education will be held harmless, but we still do not see where is the money going to come from.
Bonnie Sklarin is working on the campaign of Ben Friedlander, who is running for Pinellas property appraiser. She said she'll vote no on Amendment 1.
Because I think the only thing that's of any value in that amendment is the portability, and I don't think it's worth devastating our cities and municipalities for portability. I think the legislature needs to work out a better way to handle our property tax initiative, and I don't believe that it's going to help the people that need help, who are second homeowners, people who own rental property. I mean, those renters have to take up the slack for the increase in property taxes for the rental, which makes affordable housing not affordable, and our snowbirds and people with second homes.
Brad Conway said he would vote for Amendment 1.
I think that there needs to be relief given in this area, and I think it's a smart move on behalf of Florida to do that.
Ann Drake said she would be voting against Amendment 1.
Because I just moved to Florida, and it doesn't take care of me. I don't have a house yet, so it doesn't go far enough. So they need to change it. They need to address it for all Florida citizens, not just the people who've been here for many years.
After his Tiger Bay Club speech, House Speaker Marco Rubio was asked about other issues, including whether he supports an amendment that may be on November's ballot banning gay marriage in Florida.
I spoke about the equal opportunity to achieve, but let me say this. I think, first of all, the amendment's going to go on the ballot, and it'll be decided by the voters of Florida. It won't be imposed by any government. Second of all, I support personally the concept that marriage is an institution between a man and a woman. It has been throughout history, and I continue to support that notion. I will vote for it. I think Floridians have the right to vote any way they choose on an amendment of that nature.
The Equal Rights Amendment has fallen 3 states short of becoming part of the U.S. Constitution. Florida is one state that has not ratified the ERA. Rubio was asked why he has not referred House Bill 8001 on the ERA to a committee.
We're going to re-examine that issue this year. Let me be blunt and honest, and I don't know if that's good with cameras in the room, but I'll do it anyway. The truth is that the ERA is something that was from the mid to late 70s. I don't know very many of us in politics today are as familiar with it or its need today as it was back then. I'd be willing to have a conversation with anybody about the need for the ERA in the modern era and whether it's important today. I think there's been tremendous advances by women in society. There certainly has been. I know more than half the graduating class in my law school were women, and I think that's a positive.